Our next story is about an unusual summer program for high schoolers. It teaches complex engineering concepts using surprisingly simple tools. The biggest challenge for students? Build a bridge out of nothing but glue and spaghetti. Here's Corey Turner of the NPR Ed Team.
Engineering Innovation is a month-long camp run by Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore and a handful of other cities. Students come from all over the world to do this.
Are you kidding me? You're this scared?
God. I'm so scared right now.
That's Bidyut Mani, cringing as his teammates begin adding weight to their spaghetti bridge. It's the final day of camp, and they're in a Hopkins auditorium surrounded by classmates and parents. Mani's on edge because students are graded, and those who finish with at least a B average earn 3 engineering credits. Mani's bridge, named Bridget, naturally, easily holds the minimum 6.5 pounds.
We pass. Oh, man.
The bridges can weigh no more than 0.5 pound and have to be made of spaghetti or other cylindrical pastas like cappellini or vermicelli. On stage, teams set their bridges over a 20-inch gap, hang a chain from the middle, and begin ever so gently attaching weights until... You can tell how well a bridge is built not only by the weight it holds, but by how it breaks. A weak bridge bends and then collapses. A strong bridge holds firm until it shatters. What's the point of all this?
They've heard of engineering, but in high school, they know almost nothing.
Retired professor Michael Carwhite designed the camp's curriculum, hoping to give promising high schoolers their first fun taste of engineering.
Get dirty, so to speak.
And that's exactly what campers were doing the day before the competition, in the last frantic minutes of bridge-building time.
We're barely 1 gram underweight.
That's Bidyut Mani again, feeling a little more relaxed after a trip to the scale. If bridges come in too heavy or too tall, they lose points. Across the room, Amelia Hawley wears bright green goggles. She's been sanding extra epoxy off her bridge. But it, too, came in underweight, so her team is debating some late add-ons to strengthen it, with one problem.
The epoxy takes 24 hours to dry and cure, so we only have not 24 hours until the actual competition.
Despite the deadline, everyone seems to be having fun, tweaking their bridges and their team name.
What's your team name?
Nothing's impossible.
Penne for your thoughts.
Well, we had one. It was like trust us, we're engineers, but apparently that was already taken.
I'm never eating spaghetti again.
Right, but what's your team name?
I'm never eating spaghetti again.
Our cheesy bridge name is Foxy Epoxy.
So who won? Well, Mani's Bridget did pretty well, holding 15 pounds. Hawley's team, Foxy Epoxy, tied for third place at a whopping 26 pounds. But this was the winner. A supreme shatter after holding 53 pounds. Spaghetti and teenagers. It's amazing what they can do under pressure. Corey Turner, NPR News, Baltimore.
You can see that winning bridge and lots of students using their noodles, at npr.org/ed.